Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Call in number 914-338-0164. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And, of course, we invite you to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio by visiting our homepage, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. And our Facebook and Twitter accounts are linked there as well. So we hope that you join us on our social media site and support the show that way. We do have a caller. I believe this is Donna from...
Hi, Kristen. How are you? How are you, Neil?
Hi. Donna, how are you?
Yeah, hanging in there. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of been hard. I wanted to ask you, the other day I went through the line to get my vaccination. There was a doctor at the end, real casual type guy, about 70, I'm 66, and he started flirting with me, and I told him, well, I'll be back in 3 weeks to get my second shot, and he was real excited about it, and I wanted to know if you saw anything happening with him and I. His name is Larry. Or my friend Pete said he would introduce me to his cousins that live in the Cayman Islands. They're in their 70s, and that's Peter and John. So it's between Peter, John, and Larry, and I want to know if you're picking up anything.
Peter, John, and Larry. So it's almost like Peter, Paul, and Mary. But not. Well, wow, Peter and John are kind of a distance away, and I'm sure you don't know anybody's birth dates, probably.
No.
She's 422-54, by the way. 818. And I'm wondering, well, I mean, there was no opportunity to exchange phone numbers with Larry.
No. And I'm kind of shy, too. So it's not like I said, oh, here's my phone number. You know, if you want to get together, hang out, whatever, get a cup of coffee, call me. But, I mean, I could do that next time.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I'm wondering also why he didn't, if he's interested, you know.
Right.
Especially given your ages, that's the more traditional. The man is more of the pursuer. So I'm...
Right, that's what I was thinking. But I didn't come on like I liked him. Like, you know, I kind of reserved that way.
I see. Yeah. There was some flirtation going on?
Yeah, with him a little bit, and he was very friendly, but he could just be friendly. I could be misconstruing it, too.
And Peter and John?
Peter and John are both single. They're in their 70s. It's my blind friend Pete's two cousins, and they have quite a lifestyle. I mean, they have homes, several homes, and they like to scuba dive. I like to scuba dive, and I don't know. I don't know too much about them, but he said when their mother calls, the mother calls him, I could get on the phone and ask her, the two sons.
But that would have required you going visiting them or vice versa. I would imagine the former would be.
Well, yeah. They have a home in Colorado, one in the Cayman Islands, one in Florida. I don't know. They have several. They're a very wealthy family. I guess it would, or else FaceTiming, being friends, and then maybe going to see one of them, or if they're available. You know, I don't know if they even have girlfriends.
Yeah. So there's a lot of unknowns. Want to acknowledge a caller from 302 area code. We'll be getting to you soon, so just hang in there. I don't know. I think there may be a vibration with Larry. I mean, that seems the most obvious choice. That's my personal opinion. But there's a, you're going to see him at the next vaccination?
Yeah, in 3 weeks.
Well, you're born in 54. You're a little bit too old to be Tammy and the Doctor. You know that movie. You know the movie Tammy and the Doctor?
No.
Yeah. Well, Tammy, I think she was played by Sandra Dee or something. And Tammy was a movie about a young girl. It was made in the late 50s, early 60s. And then she did some sequels. One was called Tammy and the Doctor. And then we got The New Interns. You know, movies and literature between doctors and patients, or doctors and nurses, starts to strike a chord of either it's innocent romance and it's acceptable like popcorn movie, or it's somewhat crossing the line.
Wow.
A doctor administering vaccines and kind of flirting is still kind of PG rated. Atmospheric, you know, or whatever you want to call it.
Was he administering the question? Was he administering your vaccine, or was he just a doctor there on site?
It was a drive-through. We were in our cars, and toward the end, you have to wait 15 minutes, and that's when him and I spoke for 15 minutes.
Was he treating you?
At the end of the drive-through, a nurse gave me my vaccine.
And but so what was his role?
Just to make sure you stayed there for 15 minutes, and he told you a card you could take a picture of, and they'll get a hold of you every day asking you how you are. And yeah, that's about it. How are you feeling? Do you have any side effects? Yeah.
You know, Donna, he's in a standard way, he's kind of a flirt. So he likes to joke with the women, and he finds one attractive. So he kind of jokes. What you got to do is say, well, am I in the pool of women that he would sort of, you know, casually flirt with? Or is there something really between us? Now, in your birth date, you're 66. You've gone through seven cycles of your master number 9, which would have been 63. So you are on a multiple of 9, being 3, 66. Your next one's going to be obviously...
mine being 7. So seventh multiple 72. Of 9.
Yeah.
Being 63.
And your next one's 72. 30. But here's what we got to do. Here's what we have to do to determine, without knowing your birth date, where you are on your map. What happened to you at 63? What was going on then?
Nothing as far as romance. I had a hard time, though. My 18-year-old nephew died tragically, and the whole family fell apart, and it was awful. There's a lot of grief there.
Car accident or what?
Well, he took a drug, never took drugs before, a psilocybin mushroom pill, and he had a bad experience and climbed a fence on a bridge and went over onto the freeway, and a truck killed him.
Oh my God!
So it was
automobile.
It was somewhat a
traffic thought it was
accident.
Drugs. You thought it was car. So it was
combination
both.
Of both.
Both.
So Donna, your journey in life, even at this age of 66, suggests in your code that there's romance, because your journey has a fire before in there. There's communication and heart energy going on, and you have a strong 22 in your day, which suggests a lot of commotion in relationship, a lot of stuff. But that's on your karmic side. Now, you've surpassed that.
Linear fashion.
Yeah, you've surpassed that. I don't know. You know what? What you got to do is, okay, so he's flirted with you. That's number one.
Did you look at his hand? Is he married? I mean, that would be awful.
No,
important.
He's not married. Not married.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you got to do is you got to generally think, okay, here's this doctor's kind of flirting with me. And that's fine. And that's nice. But now what we've got to decide is if there's something behind the flirtation that's karmic. Is there really a meeting of souls that is going on aside from just the casual chit-chat of a flirtation? See, that's what we have to discover. So I want to ask you something, a tough question. Did your father have any kind of alcohol problem? Did he die actually before his time was up? Anything like that?
No, he died at 88, and he didn't really drink that much, maybe at one cocktail a day.
Good thought. I'm starting to lean the scale towards that this he could be thinking about. You're drawing him to that is this flirtatious.
Something I also think is she's, I mean, doctor by their title, not their first name. So it's interesting that he introduced himself as Larry. I don't know if he did that with everybody. Seems very casual the way this.
He's a very casual guy, even the way he dresses and all. Casual, you know, like faded clothes, very, you know, laid back, casual. He's not pretentious, you know. I mean, if you saw him on the street, you'd never think that he was a doctor. Not at all.
Well, you know, foxy doctors, you know, they have a right to be a little joyous and joking and a little flirtatious. They have a right to do that, and that's fine. There's the other line that would say a doctor, that's not appropriate. That's not a place for a doc to do when people are getting their shots out of life and death and he's in his professional mode. So it's sort of a little bit weird.
In fact, yeah, there's a very strict code of ethics. I know personally from knowing someone in the profession that you do not, I mean, it is very much frowned upon to fraternize with patients.
Well,
that's one thing.
Did he say something about the way you look? What was the attitude of attraction other than just he was smiling and talking that you can share with us?
Oh, that you look really good for your age. You know, you're pretty for your age and, you know, you're not that old. And then there was a picture you could take from your camera on a piece of paper that he gave me. And he said, take a picture of that. And then they get a hold of you every day and, you know, they find out how you're doing. And he said, it's nice to have someone care for you, isn't it? Little things like that.
Oh, yeah. He's got his net out with you.
Yeah, I thought so. That was my vibe. You know, it's weird, Donna. This is when I saw your phone number prior to the show and I just got an image of bluebirds with you. Is there anything?
And I was getting butterflies.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay. That's weird. So that was before we even talked, I had that image. I don't know. Now there are bluebirds and of course there are birds that are blue that are not bluebirds. Anything about birds, bluebirds, butterflies that you can.
I mean, I used to have macaw parrots, but that was many, many years ago. I had like a blue and yellow macaw.
You had a blue and yellow macaw parrot. Okay, so that doesn't matter how many years ago it was. You owned a bird that was blue.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know anybody? Have you in your life known anybody named Elizabeth?
That what?
Have you throughout your whole life, have you known anyone named Elizabeth or Liz?
Yes, my brother's wife is Elizabeth.
Okay, so now we go to the next page. And the next page is that you have some kind of karmic background with this doctor.
Oh, okay.
Now we're talking about your souls. Your souls have encountered each other in some other lifetime. And it's interesting that you meet in a lineup. So I believe, if you want to be entertained by my thoughts, I believe that in the lifetime that you met him in, it was about immigration. It was about traveling from one country to another during a period of harsh immigration. Are your ancestors from another country? Is there any immigration in your background?
Yeah, they're from England, Ireland, Poland, and Germany.
Okay. It's one of the countries.
Well, So there's two levels of narration going on. There's the current level where he's looking at you with his physical eyes and attracted to you. And then there's a past life current going on where he knows you and you know him from another time. And do you have any do you have any old photo books of like the early 1900s with the old photographs? Some people keep those things, some don't.
Yeah.
Do you have
those of the family?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know this guy from a past life.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I hope that was good. And yeah, I'll keep you posted if anything happens with him.
Yeah. One last question. The man in your life with a mustache, anyone in throughout your existence with a mustache?
There was many years ago. Yeah.
And who was that?
Boyfriend.
A boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this karmic.
Oh, okay. Good karmic, I hope. Because I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what transpires going forward with this guy. We didn't really get into the two others, but right now, I mean, this is kind of the person that's the greatest possibility.
Yeah, because he was real excited when I said I'll be back in 3 weeks, and he said, oh, well, come in my line, ask for me, and, you know, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be exciting.
He said, come in, you're in his line.
Huh?
I mean, he asked you to return to his specific line.
Yeah.
When you came back.
Oh, yeah, no, he was still in the same line. He was still in the same line, but, you know, there's like 15 lines of cards going through. So he
right.
Said to ask for his line.
He said, when you come back for the next round of vaccines, to come to him. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, yes, to come to his line, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely something going on there. Well, I mean, you might broach the subject. I mean, because it's a weird situation, 302, we're going to get to in a moment. As far as the professional boundaries, this is, it's a little bit different. It's not like you're going to his office and getting an exam.
No.
You have to be a doctor on site. He's giving you, dispensing advice and the guidelines on how to deal with the vaccine if you have side effects. It's a little bit different. So
the only thing you need to worry about is if you go back in his line and there's 20 other women with the same story, get out of his line.
I don't know. Yeah, you can interview them as you're sitting there waiting.
That's fun.
But you know, maybe be a little bit more forward with him. I know you're shy, but you know, this is the opportunity, I guess. I don't think you'll probably see him again after this.
Yeah,
so
if it's meant to be,
something's going to happen from the next encounter.
You've got a green light, so maybe.
Yeah, because you have to let him know you like him. Do you know what I mean? I mean, otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, Donna.
Well, thank you so much. It was so wonderful talking to you guys again. Love you guys. And
you too.
All
great. Thank you. You too. Bye bye. Okay, we have a caller from the 302 area code. Hi, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Excuse me. Hi, Neil and Kristen. This is Gloria.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Hello.
Now you were able to get through today.
Yeah, I was.
Gosh. You know, it's funny. I was thinking of you on Wednesday of last week. And then
you
emailed. Yeah.
Oh, that's strange.
Well, yeah, it happens. So, and then you called. So was there anything? Obviously, you're calling today, so there must be some question you got.
Yeah, well, my birthday just passed, so I was just wondering if you have any messages or
what's
it happened a month ago.
Why am I blanking on it? 210-69.
Mm-hmm. 210-69,
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
15. What am I doing? He's 28:10:1, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she is 51? 52. I'm sorry, 52.
But I'll take that.
52 years old. Okay, so you are, let's see. I'm getting a calculator because I don't want to make an addition error. She's 24 years beyond her karmic number of 28.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you a question. In your whole life up to this point, have you ever gone on a cruise or were you ever on a big ship?
Not a cruise, but I have been like on a small ship, like taking like a tour, but not a cruise, no.
Okay, so you're on a small ship taking a tour. Can you explain that?
So I went on vacation years ago, and we took a boat ride from one area to the next, and it kind of gave like a tour of the area. It was very scenic, lots of birds. And
what area was this?
East Coast.
And was this a romantic connection you had with the person you were with?
I was with my partner. I was with my partner and my family. So.
Oh, you still with
that? Yes.
Okay.
Wait, are you married? You're married, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the husband. Okay.
Well, there is somebody, there is an energy, a soul from the other side that relayed that information to me. And I don't know who it is yet. My guess might be father, but I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But is your father crossed over?
My father is, yes. But I wasn't close to him.
If there's a message, we don't need to, you know, maybe he's worried that he didn't connect to you.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some kind of unfinished business. You know, when parents or anyone don't fare so well in the earthly life, they get over there and then they find out what they should have done.
So if there's an opportunity to make up for it by connecting.
Yeah.
Possible.
But the image is of a letter. But the letter was never opened. So, Gloria.
Yes.
Think about the letters you've gotten in life. Or does anything stand out in the form of a letter that meant something to you?
I think most of the letters or cards I get are from extended families, and I receive them maybe 2 to 3 times a year. Because my immediate family, I keep in contact over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't worry if we skip a beat or we miss something and we're in error. We're not perfect. But in your life, have you ever known anyone named Bob?
Bob or what?
Brad.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Bob or Brad. Why am I hearing an echo?
I have a cousin named Robert, but Brad is someone that my husband plays online with. They play video games online, so.
Interesting.
Okay, you've got, I don't know who it is. It could be your dad, baby, but I'm only telling you in this rough draft that you wanted something about your birth date and somebody on the other side is trying to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
And in the family zone, I don't know yet what it is. Has your husband ever had any knee injuries or leg injuries that you know
yes.
of?
Yes, my husband broke his, I think, left leg about 10 years ago.
Okay, so you see, Gloria, somebody's on the other side trying to break through with information that I wouldn't know or Krista wouldn't know. So they're trying to throw something in to get validation that they're there and they're at least waving their hand. It's like seeing someone on the shore waving their hand so you know someone stranded on the island. You can't quite make them out, but you know it's a human being and they're in need of help. That's what this spirit feels like to me.
Mm.
I can't quite make it. It seems like a male, but also got their hair black.
You were breaking up just a minute ago.
Or dark
brown. I
didn't
hear that.
Okay, or dark brown. Who dyes their hair like dark brown or black?
My daughter dyes her hair. Every once in a while she'll dye it dark. But I put highlights in my hair every once in a while. So.
Well, Gloria, someone's trying to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have precious stones? Do you have any rock stones, jewelry, rock, jewelry, anything like emeralds?
I'm a crystal collector, so I have tons of crystals. Yeah. You know, I was going to say that when you were talking about the trip on the boat ride, when we took that trip, we took it with my husband's extended family, and his grandfather was there at the time. He's no longer here. So when you were talking about a letter or some kind of correspondence, I don't know why, but I got the impression of his grandfather.
Okay, so let's say it's him right now. Let's say it's him. Were you close to him? Was he close to
you? We were close to him, and he passed away from cancer.
Well, let's just say it's him. If we're wrong, we'll get hit on the head with a newspaper or something. But let's just say it's him. And do you have any animals, dogs, cats?
Yes, I have cats. Yep.
And you have cats. And have they made any messes lately? You know, on the carpet, throwing up, outside their litter.
My grandson has a cat that I'm taking care of, and the cat scratches the wall and the trim in the house, and its paint is chipping off because he scratches it to be ornery. He's very ornery.
Oh, so you see, we're getting all these validations, Gloria,
mm-hmm.
and we might assume it's the grandfather, and he sends his love. There's something, I don't know, it almost seems Armenian or some, I don't know, it's just weird. It's almost like an immigrant again. I don't know if the other spirit's coming in, but there's something about an immigrant, somebody that spoke another language. Does your husband or does his family speak another language?
No, he's African American, but I'm Hispanic, so maybe it is someone from my side.
Yeah. Well, you both
could
speak
be
a
both,
different language.
I mean, African American, obviously he speaks English now, but his ancestors came from a different country. So.
Right.
That's what it is right now.
Anything that you're wanting to accomplish this year, Gloria? I mean, any goals that you're setting for yourself?
No, not specifically. I think that, you know, being someone that's very nurturing and always like taking care of other people, I think this year I really need to focus on my own energy and working through. I feel like I'm going through a lot of shifts. Like I feel like sometimes when I dream, I feel like I'm going to school and there's something like I need to be learning and there's something that I need to.
So there are. I mean, there are goals that you're setting for yourself in terms of self-care and perhaps expanded education on maybe a higher plane than just the physical realm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the last time I called, I did call about my daughter and her boyfriend, but if you don't have time to do that,
we have time. So, let's do their birth dates real quick. Daughter first.
Okay, the boyfriend is 12/28. I'm not sure if it's 89 or 90, but I think I told you before. I don't know if you wrote it down.
I probably did, but it's going to take time to go through
notes. Okay.
I don't know where the joke would be on, but go ahead.
I think it's 12/28. I think it's 89.
How old is he?
I think he's 30. Either he just turned 31 or he's already 31.
Oh boy.
So
he would have turned 31. If he's already 31, he would have turned 31.
He's been to
32.
Yeah. 89. You have it?
It has to be because he's born in 12.
Okay. Okay. All right. And your daughter?
9/17/90.
Okay. Go ahead with the question.
So I was just wondering, they've had some ups and downs, and like she kind of comes to me like with asking for advice, but I try not to really like steer her in any direction. I just kind of tell her like what I would do, or like if something feels off, I would tell her, okay, this doesn't feel this way or that. But anyways, they're still together. They're not living together, but they're still dating. Or not, I wouldn't call it dating. They're in a relationship. But eventually they would like to live together. I don't dislike them, but there's like a couple of things like that kind of stand out to me that I think, I don't know if it's just he's a very introverted person or not, but he just doesn't seem like he wants to get to know her family. And they've been together maybe a year and a half. And it's just like he doesn't make an effort to come over. Like we're very family oriented, and she loves having family functions, but he just does not want to come to them. Like he stays away. But he's very close to my grandson. My grandson really likes him. So I don't know. Something's off. I feel like something is really off, and I can't like pinpoint it.
Well, there's probably something shut down with this guy, with his father, his upbringing. Does that make sense right now?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So what happens is because he had a shutdown with his father, it warps his social skills.
Okay.
And his integration into a family.
Yeah.
It's
an emotional, it's nothing personal. But it could be chronic, but it's not personal. And
right.
So he's got this emotional block.
Is he the father at this time? I'm confused about the situation with the grandson. Do you take care of the grandson?
So I watch him. I watch him because they have 4 days in-person teaching, but then he's got a day off. So I watch him then, and but that's not his father. That's just the boyfriend.
He's not the father. He's the boyfriend.
No, he's not the father. Yeah.
And what's the interaction with the boy? I mean, the child and the boyfriend like? Is it?
They really get along. Like my grandson really looks like seems like he likes him. Like they He's, as a matter of fact, I think he's more engaged. The boyfriend's more engaging with my grandson than his biological father is.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, it could always be such an internally deep problem that you're always going to experience this from him. Does he let your daughter see you? Does he stop that?
Oh no. He doesn't do that. But what he will do is, what he does do is he calls a lot while she's with me.
He's insecure. See, he wants to be there. He wants to be there, but it's from a distance.
Yeah.
So he's got a real, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay.
Does your daughter love him a lot and all that?
Yeah, she really does care for him. So I don't, I don't talk bad about him or anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it.
But you had some problems with your daughter, if I remember correctly, and you were concerned about your son's welfare.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she's done some introspection or what, but, we get along better because I don't know why. I don't know if it's something on her side, but I feel like something has shifted and she's more, opening. You know, before she was very defensive. It was like she didn't want anyone telling her what to do, but then I backed off and she kind of took some time to think about what her end of our interaction, what was her input? Why was she overreacting sometimes when I would explain to her, you know, I'm just trying to help you and my grandson. I don't want to keep, I want you guys to be happy. I don't want you guys to keep running into these issues because you don't want to look at why things happen, your responsibility in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think she really accepted the fact that, I really am trying to help her. I'm not trying to tell her how to live her life because, honestly, I don't want to do that. I just, with my grandson, I'm really protective, and sometimes I see things, and it's just, small things that she can work on, but it's not like she's purposely putting him in danger. It's just that sometimes young mothers don't think about their actions and how it affects their children. Sometimes they're more about being in the moment and doing things without thinking the long-term effect of the child, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you see, you were 21 years old when you had your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And 21 is your first two numbers.
Right.
And it's followed by a zero. So there is going to be some conflict in there that's, I think, just organic, natural.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're wondering about the boyfriend, I'm not, I just think he's got some emotional issues, but I don't think they're anything that's threatening.
Okay.
I think he's got, you know, he plays a better father to your son or her son, you know, your the little boy, because he knows how to be one.
Mm-hmm.
But hard for him to interact because of the damage he had with his own father. That's all. He calls frequently because he wants to be there, but he's emotional barriers.
So do you think this is a long-term person, or do you think this is just like something that she's just experiencing and she's going to move on?
She's, how old is she, 31 years old? She's going to be 31, mm-hmm. right? So she's 5 years away from, she's 36-9, right?
Yeah.
She hasn't reached the age of 36 yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's possible they could stay together. It's possible that they will not, because how old is he? 40 plus 4, they both have really high karma centers.
See, but their days align 2-1. That's your day, Gloria.
Well, yeah, and the boyfriend is born in the 12th month, which is Gloria's first two numbers inverted.
Yeah.
And Gloria and the boyfriend, their years are interchangeable.
You know, well, here's what's going to happen. Your daughter will ultimately get past the issue of having crisis with him and supporting him and just be there and be devoted, or
mm-hmm.
she'll finally just end it. And he'll be hurt. He'll be hurt and all that kind of thing. How long have they been together?
About a year and a half.
Well, you won't really, I don't think you'll know for about 3 years.
Okay.
My thought. I can be wrong.
No, I think you're on point. I agree with that, because that was my feeling too. But I just wanted to see how you guys felt about that. So,
thanks.
Okay, guys, I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Who is this?
Hello.
Wait, this girl. Hi. Is this Amy?
Amy, this is Amala. It's Amala.
Okay, Amala. Sorry, she used to go by a different name, but
it's 12/16/73.
Okay.
You talked to me before.
Yeah, we know, of course, but you went by a different name before. So anyway,
yeah, that was before. That was like a long time ago.
Well, I think you've only gone by this name twice on our show, so we know you by the name that you went by.
It's been
previously, but anyway.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering what's going on. Something's. It's interesting. I'm on my third book is coming out in like a week, and then the other one is coming out in April, and it's just really weird because I have this publisher that I have to work with, and it's funny. Maybe not funny, I don't know. As I'm like ascending and my light is getting brighter and brighter, people don't like it because they haven't done their own work. And it's not just a judgment, it's energetically spoken to me. She's doing anything to basically discount me and just gives everybody else credit. So I just was wondering what's happening with this.
You're talking about your publisher. Is that on the right page?
Is he going to put a discount on your book?
No, she's saying she's feeling that he's undermining her.
The editor?
The publisher?
Who's your publisher?
Yes. She is, well, I don't want, I'll just say her name begins with the letter E as in Edward.
You know, the publishing company, is it, so it's, this is not self-published?
It's self, yeah, she's actually, she's just doing it for me, yeah.
Okay, so you're self-published, because I thought it was self-published. Self-published.
Oh, so self-published.
Yeah. He's like handling the doing all the work for public, getting
all the
published,
financial all the, and structural.
Structural.
So do you pay her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not much at all. It's just, yeah, I just want to get it out. But it gets out faster when you do it that way. She'll do it. It's not like she won't do it. It's not like we're fighting. But it's an under, you know those people who just because they have the power, they just think they could do it, anything you want with them. I'm at the mercy of her. She's publishing my book.
Well, give an example. Give an example, Amala, of what you're.
Sure. What did she do? Okay. Perfect example. We're doing the book cover, okay? And this other woman is involved, and she's actually doing it. And she never, and she's done this several times. She never acknowledges, and it's a group email. It's only three of us, but she's involved because she's the publisher. And so the person who's doing the book cover put her name and my name in the email. She never, bottom line, the publisher, never acknowledges my name. Oh, this is great. This is gorgeous. You know what I said? It's allowing me to speak my truth. I told her, so that I am covering all grounds. And I told her in an email, I said, look, you are my publisher. You'll get the final version. But right now, I need to work with the book cover lady. I don't want her involved. This is my book in the end. And I am the end all. She's trying to be bossy with everything that's going on. And just, you know, like the what is it? The helicopter mom. It just feels so annoying.
Because she's, when she emails, she group emails, even though there are only three people. You're included in the email, but she doesn't address you in the body of the email.
Nothing. And the funny thing is, this book is going to have my picture on it. It's that simple of, oh, it looks gorgeous. She's saying all whatever the book cover lady is doing. And the book cover lady is honestly doing nothing. I'm giving her a picture. That's all she needs to do. Slap on a font. That's it. Well, really, it's not much. It's me in the picture. And the funny thing is, the book cover lady is a photographer. She didn't do my picture either. So this is all me.
Okay.
I don't get credit when I need to get credit. And the blindness, this is a lot of layers of stuff. I don't want to go into it. But you know, it's just, you've talked to me before. It's just insane how people are treating me. And the brighter and the more I am becoming my own star, and I feel it now. 3 months I've been through, in the last 3 months, it's been heck of a ride. But going through the darkness is where I find my brightness.
Well, you know what? I mean, 30 equals 3. People that are that karmic and master number, what you're going through and feeling is very typical. Would you agree, Neil?
Yeah.
I mean, not to generalize, because obviously there's so many different aspects to a karmic and master number, but this is not surprising that you're going through this and feeling undermined.
Okay.
Just to let you know,
because my numerology?
It's in your code, and definitely this is something that 30 equals 3 struggle with, you know, being acknowledged, being undermined like you're saying you are, and especially, you know, given this is your own project.
Yes.
And you're feeling this way. I mean, it's not a good situation, but it's also not surprising given what your code.
And you know what? And basically, by me standing up for myself, at least. And the funny thing is, you know what? She didn't say my name again with the reply. The publisher's like, that's the plan. Oh, okay. I stand up for myself. I said, look, you know, I'll give you the final version in an email. And then to the other lady, I said, I want to work with you on one-on-one. I said that so that there's no confusion. This is what is going on. And then she goes, she wants to be boss. She's like, that's the plan.
Well,
I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Wait a minute. Amela, is the publishing company, the name of it under her name or your name?
What do you mean? Like, it's under her name. The publishing company is under her name, yes.
Okay. So here's what happens. Usually in traditional publishing, the author doesn't have a lot to say about the book cover. Their rights aren't as strong. The publisher can stop publishing the book. There is some advantage and disadvantage to being when you're published by a traditional publisher. You have that, you know, that royalty, that established royalty, but you give up a lot of your rights, and so it's a trade-off. When you're self-published, you usually have a contract
where I do.
Well, you'd have to read your contract and see if you're in charge of the book cover. She's only administering.
She probably is. She knows she is.
Then you need to have a talk with her. You need to have a talk.
Well, and I have. It's like, I'm telling you, the funny thing is, I met her through yoga, and this actually kind of fell into her lap, this job. She wasn't even doing this. She wrote her own book, and she self-published. And now, because of the pandemic, everybody is writing books. So she decided to make it, and it makes sense. It totally, I commend her for this. In the sense, fine, she's taking on the role, but I'm telling you, there's a fine line between being authentic with whoever you're working with. These are her. She's not thinking of this as a team. Yes, she's the boss lady in the sense of a publishing, but she's publishing books. This represents her company. I will be representing her company because it's my book. She's not thinking that way. Who's the blind lady? Ha ha ha, right? No pun intended. Who's the blind one? They're not seeing the big picture.
Do you have a birthday?
What was that?
Do you have a birth date?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Or I don't even know. I think it's December. I don't know what the year is, but it's December 27th.
December 27th. Do you know how old she is?
She's like 40-something, 42 maybe. I think she's 42.
Okay. So hold on real quick.
So she was 42 in 2020.
She turned 42 in 2020. Yeah. Hold on.
She's 5 years younger. Yeah. So that means she's 1978.
78.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So she in your, I mean, you're both born in the same month, but her her month and day encompass a 12-3, which is your master number and your month and her month, of course.
It's her 12. Month and the next number.
She's also
three,
a Capricorn. It's not,
that's not me. I don't know. I didn't end it up completely. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22. 37, 10, 1.
Connection. So you're, Amela.
Yes.
Did you have trouble with your mom? Was your mom overpowering, overbearing?
Yes.
Really?
You're
with
caring.
Both of them, actually. Both of them. Yeah.
Your parents. And you take care of your parents, don't you?
Yes.
You're carrying the karmic burden of having an overbearing mother. Your mother,
okay,
and silencing and stifling you in whatever manner, and now this lady. It's an overbearing mother karmic burden you have throughout time and space. But instead of repeating the past life where you end up in frustrated dialogue, just frustration, you need to have a direct conversation with her and say, why aren't you including me? Ask her the question. Don't say what you want to do. Just ask, why are you not including me? Well, you know, I'm in charge. Yes, but it's a collaboration, and I need to be included. So why are you not doing that? Just keep with the question until she finally says, okay, no, all right. And she got an ego thing going on. And don't forget, you're in a tribal succession of mother energies that are overbearing. That's what's happening. But you can tackle that in this lifetime. You just don't want to repeat the cycle of
That's right.
Make it questions. Keep your questions persistent, and I'll tell you, she'll bend. She'll bend that way.
Okay.
Be real calm about it, And that's what I think would be the best approach.
Okay. All right. Will do. I mean, you know, I'm really proud of myself. And that's part of this motherly thing. I stood up for myself. And, like, I've done it 3 times with her already because she just is like, no, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. I'm like, oh, my God. Why is it so difficult with you? It doesn't need to be so difficult.
Because she's standing in as a voice of mother oppression. And it's not really... I mean, there's an ego dialogue going on there, and there's a conflict. But deeper than that, there's more precious stones to look at, which is karma. And so what you're going to do is you're simply going to take a deep breath. Don't panic. Don't be frustrated. And say, well, you know what? We're going to make it a collaboration. So let's do that. Unless you have an objection to a collaboration. And then say, what is your objection? Because it's my creation. It's your publishing company. It's a collaboration. It's going to be a joint dialogue. I'm sure you're intelligent enough to handle that. So let's move forward and get this thing done. And we can both be proud of and both embrace the creation.
And I would probably in the future, maybe self-publish with a different company. I wouldn't repeat.
Oh, that's a given. That's like a no-brainer. I'm already like, it's not like I'm running away either. I've dealt with this type my whole life. You know, it doesn't have to be with my book, but why am I so crazy, so to speak? This has to do with my book, and I represent me. Like, even the, it's just a small example, but the book title, Lady, I have my intro has to do with the ocean, right? So the book is going to be blue. So I had this vision of, like, underwater, but basically, you know, funny thing is, it's going to be my picture. She put now this is the book cover, Lady. She put my whole cover the color blue, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's not, no, I am not going to be underwater and in the shade of blue. It looks so fake. And the whole point is being authentic, and that's my whole book. And I cannot believe she just like, oh, you wanted a background of blue, so let's just put the whole picture and you're, you know, you're faded out. And oh my God, I look like a Smurf from the 80s, those cartoons. Oh my God. Oh my God, what are you thinking? Oh my God.
Zap your mind to saying this is a karmic situation. I will overcome it. I'll pose it with questions.
Point.
She'll eventually win because she has to, because the karmic storyline says that she has to give in. But the karmic storyline says you have to speak up. But don't argue.
Yes.
Don't argue.
That's
because
right. You're right.
That's
on. Just
going back to mother confusion.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. And I haven't been. I've been trying to be. I might be frustrated with even you guys and in behind closed doors, but not with her. I'm really trying to, like, keep it together.
Just say, and be assertive and say, I don't accept that. We have to come to a better agreement. It's considering it's your publishing company and my book. And it's self-published. It's still self-published. And we're gonna have a happy medium here, and it will happen. It has to.
Absolutely.
Because you want your client to be happy. And you didn't this to be all controlling. You're not enjoying being all controlling over an author that put their trust in you. You know, you talk like that. Start it off that way.
Okay. All right. We'll do. Thank you so much. It was very helpful. Thank you.
Good luck, Amala.
All right. Happy Friday. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. So
3 minutes. Wow.
So we don't have much time to talk, I don't think.
No.
Unless
you wanted to just sort of, most of the calls today have been about earth struggles.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, earth struggles or earth desires, because I mean, they weren't all about struggles necessarily.
I guess so. Well, one was love struggle.
Yeah.
The other one was child struggle and then creative struggle.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Donna was exactly struggling. She's just, you know, striving for a relationship. That's not necessarily a struggle. I wouldn't define it that way, but it doesn't matter. Anyway,
don't
yeah.
Don't get a call from Adolf Hitler and my struggle.
Mind comp.
but
essentially Earth. Earth problems.
Yeah.
Usually that's what the problems we deal with on the radio are and, and elsewhere.
So we have to, Chris and I have to be equipped with shovels and try to figure out not just giving, you know, dear Amy advice.
Dear, or Abby.
Abby advice. But
and Landers, because those, I think they still do dear Abby.
They
I think
do.
The daughter took over. Yeah,
well,
they're both dead.
Abigail something.
Yeah, they were sisters, you know.
Yeah, I know, they were in feud.
And yeah, feud. Bad feud.
We have to, you know, oh my God, we've got to go down and figure out the karma and in the past life and what's going on and why is there so much trouble here? So, and sometimes that helps. Most oftentimes it does, but it doesn't solve the issue. It sort of helps the issue. Then there's then we have to come back to the surface and figure out what to do with the information. It's a quest. It's a quest of sorts. And you have to, sometimes we come back to the planet to dig deep into where we've been on the planet before to figure out why we even came back in the first place. And unfortunately, we don't come arranged with a book that has all the answers. We have to struggle through life trying to figure out what our souls did that got us back smack on the planet once again, working on these issues. And sometimes there's multiple issues. So we have that problem. And then we're sort of in the, Chris and I are sort of in the line where we're administering the vaccine, trying to say, well, here's the shot. Let's see if it works.
And I'm flirting with the callers.
Yeah, and you're flirting with the callers, and I'm holding the alcohol bottle. No pun intended. But the, anyways, now we have a voice from the astral field saying we've got 90 seconds left. I guess they don't hear that, do they?
They don't hear that.
Well.
But we do.
But we do, so we will be back when? Wednesday?
Wednesday at 9 a.m. Yep, that's it. 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. You're on a different, in a different time zone. You can figure out what time we're on the air. So we hope everything. The 60-second warning. You know, I wonder if when we're talking during the warning, if our voices go out. I don't know.
Well, that's going on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Intriguing question.
Yeah. You know, I'm deep. Extremely deep. What was I saying? Oh,
I was
wishing everyone a wonderful weekend. Bye.